This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, proudly presents the star of our show,
Mike Palm. Vice President of Operations of Circa, the D, and Golden Gate.
Vegas! Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Twitter, at Mike Palm Circa.
Why don't I take you somewhere that you've never been?
Where's that?
Vegas?
Let's head to Vegas with Mike Palm, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be, with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I don't care if the
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It's our friend in the desert, Mike Palm. Great man he is, joins us on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Mike, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How are you? We had a exciting week here at Circa as the Blackhawks were in town. I thought that was terrific. They had 15 of their executives and about 50 of their sponsors. I got to meet and sit at dinner with Pat Foley on Wednesday night. So that was a real thrill. I actually made some remarks to the group. I had thought that Seth Jones was going to do it, but I filled in.
Well, yeah, he decided he had plenty to say already this week. He had said enough, Mike. But what a treat sitting next to the great Pat Foley. The Hawks nearly pulled one out, 6-5. They got it close and then end up 7-5 losers. That had to be fun, though.
Oh, it was a terrific game. Highly entertaining. We took the kids to it. So, I mean, on both
great
sides. And for Blackhawks fans to come close is exceeding expectations.
So true. I'm super curious, Mike. How do you guys handle the Academy Awards? Do you take wagers on that? It feels like everything is already projected and you know who's kind of going to win. Are people allowed to bet on that? Is there any interest in booking anything with the betting on the Oscars?
No, and we can't.
Oh, you can't.
None of the states that we operate is it allowed. Now, it's allowed in New Jersey. So people that are operating in New Jersey, like DraftKings, Johnny Avella does a nice job of booking it there. But where we operate, we can't, and I don't think that we would want to either.
Right. Yeah, it seems fairly obvious because there are like 15 different award shows, and they always give out the awards to the same people.
Yeah, they're all predictive of the different categories, and you have all this data that leads you to already know.
Mike, there's a report that Matthew Stafford and the Raiders have an agreement. What do you think that does to their chances?
Well, I love it if it's true. There's a couple things that are head-scratching here, Dave. I mean, why do the Rams want to give him? I get the finances, but I think he's still a top-five quarterback. They came within 15 yards of beating the Eagles in Philadelphia in the divisional round.
I know.
And the other comment I had, talking about the division you guys are in, the NFC North, why wouldn't the Vikings go all in? I know McCarthy's their guy in the future, but he's had two knee surgeries before he's even played a snap. It's really exciting for the Raiders. The problem is you're playing in the division with great quarterbacks and great coaches, right? So it's going to take some time. A Stafford deal, what I'm hearing, the 2 years possibly for $100 million. Is that enough time for Pete Carroll to turn it around? He says it's win now. Everywhere he's been, he's won in the third or fourth year. They really don't have the luxury of that, but it's such a tough division. But boy, would it make their product a heck of a lot more entertaining. They've gone with no quarterback now for 3 years to having a top five quarterback, if that's true.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you. We really appreciate your time, as always.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys. Thanks a lot.
That's Mike Palm, our man in Vegas. He, with Circa, does tons of work.
Yeah, there. That's fun that he got a chance to participate in the Blackhawks trip out there. Didn't end or go the way they wanted it to. If they could play the first period, they gave up 5 goals and 15 shots.
Yeah.
And then they pulled the goalie.
I mean,
Mrazek out, Soderblom in. And 7-5.
Yeah, but I mean, the one thing here's the problem.
But Dardai even having a shot on goal.
But if I'm watching the Hawks and they start losing, I'm turning off the TV because I don't expect them to come back.